AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A longtime associate of Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz reached a plea deal on federal sex trafficking charges. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
As part of the deal, Joel Greenberg has agreed to cooperate with prosecutors in a trafficking investigation into Gaetz, which could raise the congressman's potential legal and political liability. Greenberg has pleaded guilty to six charges, including sex trafficking with a minor. Two sources say federal prosecutors are looking into whether he and Gaetz paid underage girls or offered them gifts for sex. Gaetz was not mentioned in the plea agreement and has denied the allegations and any accusation of wrongdoing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Pubs, cafes, and restaurants are allowed to reopen in London today to indoor diners. Restaurant manager Pierre Malouf says this is a stressful time.
Something like a variant is probably the biggest worry, having to close again. Local businesses not going back into their offices or not having enough clarity whether they are or not. And the absence of tourists.
Meantime, a dip in the number of coronavirus cases in Mumbai is offering a glimmer of hope for India, which is suffering through a surge of coronavirus infections. The Supreme Court agreed to consider a major rollback of abortion rights, saying it will decide whether states can ban abortions before a fetus can survive outside the womb. The case is out of Mississippi. The Supreme Court ruled prisoners who were convicted by non-unanimous juries before the High Court barred the practice a year ago don't need to be retried. The Supreme Court is declining to hear a case that would have let the justices decide whether a single use of the N-word in the workplace can create a hostile work environment. Former President Donald Trump will speak at North Carolina's annual State Republican Party convention next month. Stocks are lower in early trading on Wall Street as the markets come off its worst weekly decline since February. This is AP News. President Biden is resisting pressure to push for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken is signaling that the U.S. will not press for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, the rulers of Gaza. Democratic lawmakers and a key Republican are calling on the president to pressure both sides to stop the fighting. Senator Todd Young of Indiana is the senior Republican on the Foreign Relations Subcommittee for the region. But Secretary Blinken says
it is up to the parties to make clear that they want to pursue a ceasefire. Any ceasefire would be, by definition, between them, but we're ready to engage to support it.
The fighting in the past week has killed hundreds, most of them Palestinians in Gaza. I'm Rita Foley.
Groups alleging human rights abuses against minorities in China are calling for a full-blown boycott of the 2020 Winter Olympics in Beijing, a move likely to ratchet up pressure on the International Olympic Committee. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.